The blessings of the Lord are upon us, dear family, in ways that we cannot even imagine. And he gave me a beautiful message for all of us today. I was in my private prayer time, and the Lord said, I do want to speak to you, which means come and sit at the computer and listen. Thank you, he began, for explaining my heart to the brother. All of you are so hindered by your harsh concept of me that it is a mighty work of grace to establish you in my real care and concern for your struggles. You know how it is. You grow up with parents that are strict and demanding and you can never please them, or teachers that are hard and demanding. We have such a viewpoint about God that is so polluted by human beings, by the behavior of human beings. It's just a real work of grace to get down to who he really, truly is and the purity of his being, especially how he feels about us. He continued, these times you were living in are laced with potholes and ditches for you to fall into. Every day you deal with scores of traps that have been constructed to separate you from me. It really takes a great deal of work to convince you all that I have only your best interests in mind. In the world, you work with those who have their own agenda, and if you do not produce, you're fired. In my world, my kingdom, I do not whip and torment those who have difficulties producing. Rather, I long to come to their aid and lift them out of their circumstances. In your world, everything must look good to outsiders. In my kingdom, I'm only concerned with the interior man and the condition of your soul. Dear ones, my only concern is our relationship and closeness. When that is in order, everything else will eventually fall into order. There's no reason to fear coming to me, because we both have the same interest, your fulfillment and happiness for eternity. I know you cannot go it alone. You must have feedback, strength, grace, and so many other things which can only be received from outside of yourself. So when you fall for Satan's lies that I'm a harsh taskmaster, full of condemnation, you short-circuit what should have been a life-giving relationship with me, your God. It is true that sometimes I have to wait for you to come to terms with yourself. Minute by minute, I'm infusing you with grace to be made willing to step into my divine plan for you. You, for instance, Mother Claire, I am well aware of the challenges your body presents you with every day, and I know better than you just what you need to conquer these many weaknesses. Yet I also know your weakness of resolve in certain areas. Do you think I ignore that every day, beloved? Whether you're aware of it or not, I am slowly infusing you with grace to be made able to tackle those things until you become aware that it is doable. I do not rush you. I wait for your cooperation, continuing to strengthen you as I wait. Do I grow impatient with you? No, never, because I understand and love you deeply. I want your cooperation to be totally organic, from your heart, from your love for me and desire to please me. And at that point, I just had to say something. Oh, Lord, I'm ashamed of myself when it comes to things like food, because I'm not yet willing to give up certain things. Jesus replied, yes, but you've given up other things, and with that I am pleased. It's only a matter of time before you'll be willing to inch forward with another sacrifice. I'm coaching you, but not in a way you can perceive. Please, beloved, if you and other heart dwellers would only get one thing out of this message, please get this. I have no ulterior motives in wanting you to correspond to my wishes, because those wishes are the fulfillment of your lives and happiness. I know what will bring you happiness. I know what will bring you great joy. And I know that the road is steep and painful to reach that joy. But I promise you, I'm helping you every day to make steady progress. I have not given up on you, not at all. Please don't give up on me. In the meantime, you must settle yourself with your imperfections and come speak to me in spite of how poorly you rate your performance. Do not withhold your time with me because of shame. That is precisely what Satan is hoping for, that you will feel so degraded that you will not even try. And you hurt me when you swallow the lies that you are not worthy, that I don't care, because I'm disgusted with your performance. You should know better. You should know me better than that. I am always standing with arms wide open, waiting for your arrival, with or without a perfect score. So what I am again saying to you is, do not base your decision to spend time with me on whether or not you deserve it. Come to me because I deserve it. And know that nothing makes me happier than your trust in my mercy and unconditional love that is always ready to embrace you no matter what condition you come to me in. Remember, I know everything you have thought and done, and I'm still not hiding from you. If you do nothing more than come to me and confess all that is on your heart and mind, I will be pleased with you and impart graces where you are at, and you will recover your balance and deep relationship with me. It is based on trust, beloved, trust that I really do love and understand you. I want this for you more than you know. At least if nothing else, do not deprive me of the joy I get when you come to me gut honest about yourself. Even as you are reading these words, I'm beginning to melt away that ice so that you can embrace me.